Okay, so Gimel Teches, we're discussing now the laws of Aaron. As we mentioned, one of the most difficult laws is the laws of Erevin. Ani's Gematch is Shetevis Erevin, Nida, and Yevamas. Most difficult Masechtas. But Mezad Hashem Siyata Dishma, we're going to try to get a better understanding this year and try to show how it applies so often to many of the scenarios, like I mentioned, especially when you go away for a hotel, I'm actually going away for Shabbos. So in a hotel, you always have the question. You have rooms, and outside the room, the corridor is really like a chatzer, and therefore you shouldn't be able to carry from the room to this courtyard without an Erev Chatzeres. So what do we rely on? So as we're going to see, there's a concept called Tfisas Yad, where the owner has ownership of all the rooms. And in fact, he has items that are mukta that are placed there, so Moshe's Tshuva, that he has items that are placed in those areas. So therefore, in those rooms, so really, and technically, you can move anyone from one room to the next. Really, it's considered like everyone is in one big house that's owned by one person. That's really what relying. But lechatchila, it's nice to do an Erev Chatzeres, just you wouldn't do a bracha. So today we're going to learn all these halachas. The first thing we're discussing in Halacha Gimel is where you have two courtyards, one within the other. If you look at the picture, article has a beautiful picture, where basically you have an inner court that houses opened up to, that the only way for the people in the inner court is to go through the entrance through the outer court, and then outside of the outer court to the street. So now this creates a very interesting halacha. The halacha is the following. So if they do a Erev Chatzeres together, perfect. Everyone's unified, beautiful, it's a mitzvah. As we're going to see, Erev means mixed, also by the way means sweet, which is actually going to have a halachic application in the halachas tomorrow. Now, if each chatzah does an independent Erev, that's also great. The danger is that if the inner chatzar did not do an Erev, so they can't care. Let's say there's a few people living in the inner court, and in the outside court, there's a few people, and the outside court made an Erev, the inside court didn't, there's a problem. This is called regel ha'asura bim koima. Anytime you have a regel, a leg, that's not allowed to walk around in its place, it will asur even in another place that it is going to walk through. And therefore, if people in the inner courtyard are not allowed to walk within their courtyard because they didn't make an Erev, the halacha is that they're going to make it forbidden for the outer courtyard to be able to carry. That's a very interesting halacha. Vice versa, it doesn't work that way. Meaning to say the outer court is not answering the inner court. Now, another example of the kitzug is that even if you have two people in one person, if you have one person in the inner court, not a problem because he's allowed to carry. You only need an Erev if you have one person. But if there's two people in the inner court and there's one person in the outer court, that will also be a problem because since the inner court didn't take care of the Erev, so they answer on the person that lives in the outer court even though he's an individual person. That summarizes the first halacha, very interesting. The rest is much easier. You have houses sometimes that have like a balcony. That balcony then goes downstairs into another courtyard. So that's a very similar case to the inner courtyard that's going into the outer courtyard, because that's the only way for it to exit. And therefore, the same laws we just described will apply in such a case. If you have a house that has two rooms, now this goes to what we were discussing, very similar to the type of hotels, etc. I just had, like I mentioned, someone who WhatsApp me from all the way from somewhere, I don't know, one of the islands, and they were staying in a hotel. This happens quite often. Sometimes the hotels are timeshare. That makes it more complicated, because it's not really owned by one person. But in the midterms, it's owned by people. But if it's a regular hotel, so then the entire courtyard is similar to this case. You have a house, different rooms. So if there's a pozdor, like a common area that people go out, common hallway. So like I said, if it's owned by different people, the diras, then it's a problem. You need to make an Erev. But if it's not, then the kitzur writes this in parentheses where there's what's called tfisas yad, that's owned by one person, that's where there's what to rely on. Okay, so now the question is, how do you make an Erev? Let's assume that you do need to make an Erev. You want to make an Erev, even if you're not going to make a bracha. So the best way to do is that one of the balabatim, one of the owners, and by the way, we do this also in our classical Erev, which is called Shitufim Avos, where you're combining all the different alleyways. And once you do that, then the inner courtyards, like in apartment buildings, let's say here in Victoria Gardens, do not have to make their independent Erev. Sometimes they do because they're concerned about the outer Eruv. And they actually have to be careful. The Kapiskachuva says in the Nusach, in the language that they're going to use, that they don't disqualify the outer Eruv for themselves. So let's explain. One of the Balabatim, one of the owners based in one of the courtyard, takes an Erev Shabbos, a loaf of bread. We do this basically once a year on behalf of the entire community. But essentially, you see going away, and you went to for that Shabbos, you take a full loaf. There's a discussion if it has to be a full loaf. The Shulchan holds that it could even be a prusa, even it could be just a piece of a bread. But the Chatchila wants to take a full loaf, and he should be mezake it. That means that he should give it over and have someone else acquire it on behalf of everyone else. He can't do it himself. In order for that this acquisition on behalf of everyone else to happen, has to leave his domain and be acquired by someone else. And by doing so, that someone else now is acquiring a piece of piece of challah in this big challah on behalf of each individual. And now each individual has an ownership in this challah. And when this challah is placed in one, let's say, apartment, everyone is considered that they're in that, unified in that apartment. And hence, that's how the Eruv process works. Now, in order to do this acquisition, like we said, you need someone else, and it should be someone else that you're not directly connected to. So therefore, you say to the person, here, basically acquire on behalf of all the Jews that are living in this courtyard. And what happens is, when you hand over the loaf, at that point, Mishabur actually holds that you make a bracha already. The Kitzah says you make the bracha after the next act, which is the receiver raises it a tefach. The reason why it's only a tefach, which is around 3 inches, not three tefachim, is because it's a rabbanan. Usually you need three tefachim. And then the person that's running this process, called the me'arev, takes it and makes a bracha. And he says the following additional nusach. Basically, to take out and bring in from the houses to the courtyards, to the courtyards, to the house, from house to house, all the Jews living in these houses in the courtyard. As I mentioned, if you're doing an exclusion to an outer court area, you have to be careful. But in any case, you're doing it only in these chatzeres, in these courtyards. And at this point, you have created the nerve. Like I said, there's a little bit of a dispute exactly when to make the bracha. When it comes to using, like I mentioned, not to use someone that you are supporting because they are an extension of you, so they never really left your domain. So the chatchila, like the Kitzah says, you shouldn't be using your young children. Your young children, even if they're not samuch al shulchanai, even if you're not supporting them, but still considered extension of you, if they're your children. If it's, by the way, other children, it's okay because it's drabbanan. For that, you could use an actual minor. So a minor, not your child, you could actually use. Very interesting. When it comes to using your wife, so if your wife is supported by you, better not to do so. And children, even if they're adults, if they're supported by you, don't use. But if, let's say, your son already married someone else, a wife, he got married, then even if he's some chushchanov, interesting, you could use them. You could use them as to acquire on behalf of others. What is the shear of the Eruv? So if there's up to 18 balabatim or less, that means it's up to 18 balabatim or less, and then the halacha is that the shear is a goy geret, which is about, if it's a fig, it's a third of an egg. So put this like this. An egg, usually, let's assume a kazais is 1 ounce. A kazabeya is 2 ounces. So a third of 2 ounces. But to round things off, you have an ounce, you're for sure good to go. Well, put it this way, if it's a third of an egg for each person, so let's say you have 18 people or less. So the 18 people is around six eggs worth. So easily, if you have a box of matzahs, it covers your bases. And even if you have more than 18, even if you have 1,000 people that you're including, the shear is mazon shtei seudos, the amount of for 2 meals, which is 18 figs. So like we just said, it's around six to eight eggs maximum. A box of matzahs works and does the job. Have a beautiful Shabbos.